Meet SAM, the new 2-inch standby attitude module from Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics. SAM offers selectable horizontal and vertical orientation like no other, guaranteeing the perfect fit within any panel. Learn more at flysam.com.
Sovereign takes flight with elliptical winglets. This is Aero News for Thursday, October 24th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. A light business jet that has roots from designer Edward J. Swearingen could be flying again as early as March of 2014. That, according to company president Chuck Taylor. The SJ-30 is currently being brought up to present-day standards for glass cockpits and efficient engines, but will maintain many of the characteristics that made it the Ferrari of light jets, according to Taylor. It has a range of 2,500 nautical miles, a service ceiling of 49,000 feet, and will cruise at 0.83 Mach. Another unique characteristic of the airplane is sea-level pressurization up to 41,000 feet. Taylor said that the SJ-30 is well along in the certification process, which is required because of the upgraded avionics and engines. He says that the first flight would come likely as early as March of next year, with deliveries beginning in the first quarter of 2015. Rockwell Collins has introduced Airshow 500, the first 3D moving map system for light business jets. The new solution comes fully loaded with highly detailed worldwide maps and many other standard features, including passenger selectable languages and settings adjustable anytime, anywhere. Airshow 500 is compatible with Rockwell Collins' Airshow interactive app for the Apple iPad. Using an onboard wireless access point connected to the Airshow 500, passengers can take advantage of the app's industry-first panorama view, which displays a moving map of the outside world from any direction the iPad is pointed, as well as interactive views including a user-controlled information ticker. Airshow 500 will be available by the end of the year through Rockwell Collins authorized dealers. Wichita, Kansas-based Winglet Technology said in a news release earlier this week that it completed the first flight of a Cessna Citation Sovereign business jet equipped with its patented elliptical winglets on Saturday, October 19, 2013. Winglet Technology and the Cessna Service Center Network announced plans to upgrade existing Cessna Citation Sovereign business jets with elliptical winglets at the 2013 NBAA convention. In addition to the elliptical winglets, the upgrade will include a 350-pound gross weight increase. Winglet Technology expects the upgrade to provide higher weight, altitude, temperature, or watt limits, allowing more flexibility when operating from high or hot airports, improved climb performance that allows higher initial cruise altitudes, higher maximum cruise speeds at high altitude, and longer range for a given payload throughout the operating envelope. Winglet Technology and the Cessna Service Center Network are targeting entry into service during the first quarter of 2015. A World War II-era P-51 Mustang went down in Galveston Bay in Texas on Wednesday, killing both persons on board. The cause of the accident is not known. The aircraft was owned by the Texas Aviation Hall of Fame, part of the Lone Star Flight Museum in Galveston. The Texas Department of Public Safety reported the accident happened about noon local time. The P-51 Mustang was manufactured in 1944, according to FAA records, and was used by the El Salvadoran Air Force in the 1960s, during which time the one-person plane was modified to allow it to carry two people. It was currently painted with the markings of the Galveston Gal, a tribute to the World War II fighter group of a Galveston native. KHOU-TV of Houston reports the two persons on board were 66-year-old John Stephen Bugsby, a United Kingdom resident who was visiting Texas with his wife to celebrate their 41st wedding anniversary. He had paid nearly $2,000 for his ride on the plane. The pilot was 51-year-old Keith Hibbett of Denton, Texas. The NTSB will investigate. When Aero News continues, True Blue to offer Lithium Ion 101 instruction. It's Careers in Aviation Day at NBAA, and today's in-flight movie is...
Meet SAM, the new 2-inch standby attitude module from Mid-Continent Instruments in Avionics. SAM offers selectable horizontal and vertical orientation like no other, guaranteeing the perfect fit within any panel. Learn more at flysam.com.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Thursday, October 24th. I'm Glenn Moyer. True Blue Power will host a series of educational seminars to discuss the safety and utilization of lithium-ion battery technology in aviation. A total of 13 Lithium Batteries 101 sessions are planned, beginning at the Aircraft Electronics Association U.S. Central Regional Meeting in Kansas City, Missouri, on November 6th through the 8th. 12 presentations are planned during 2014, including 4 international events. Rick Slater, True Blue Power Division Manager, says, quote, "Not all lithium chemistries are created equal. Our intention is to promote safety and a better understanding of this emerging and valuable technology." True Blue Power specializes in the custom design and manufacturing of advanced lithium-ion batteries, emergency power supplies, battery modules, DC to AC static inverters, and USB charging ports. As industry leaders from around the world gather in Las Vegas this week for the 2013 NBAA Convention and Exhibition, they'll be joined today for Careers in Business Aviation Day by an ambitious and special group of local high school students ready to stake their claim as the future of aviation. More than 70 students from Clark County's Rancho High School are part of this elite group who, thanks to a partnership with Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's worldwide campus, will graduate from high school with up to 24 college credits, highly valuable skills, and university-level experience in aerospace and aviation education. Aircell, a leading provider of in-flight connectivity equipment and services to the business aviation market, has announced GoGo Vision, an on-demand in-flight entertainment and information service for the business aviation market. The first service of its kind in business aviation, GoGo Vision offers a complete, always rotating library of the latest movies and TV episodes, along with news, flight progress information, and destination weather. Rather than being a bring-your-own approach, GoGo Vision content is stored in an onboard server and streamed directly to personal electronic devices such as tablets and laptops. The library of content aboard the aircraft can be refreshed as often as the aircraft owner chooses. Because AirSale has distribution and licensing agreements directly with the biggest names in global entertainment, including NBC Universal, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, and Magnolia Pictures. So I'm curious, if you sign up for their service, do you get 3 months free of HBO? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.